Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The narrative of Zacchaeus is wonderful, and it is the source of a wonderful Bible song. Many of you know the song and how it goes. Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he, and so forth. As a result of learning the song and with a bare minimum of explanation, most children understand that if Jesus is involved, as he is, all will work out good for Zacchaeus. The song itself does not contain the main message of the reading. It's not about Zacchaeus being rich. It's not really about Zacchaeus being short or climbing a tree, or even about Zacchaeus being a licensed tax collector, whether he cheated people or not. The message is about a sinner needing a savior and getting one. Often a preacher will explain about what a tax collector did and a whole lot of assumptions about Zacchaeus being a cheat. But I don't know that from the lesson read. I digress, however, to say I believe that if Zacchaeus was very much of a cheat, he wouldn't be able to pay off as he said he would. And then the rest of the event makes no sense. He gives half to the poor, and he will restore fourfold anyone he has defrauded. How will he do these things if he has been such a cheater? I don't know. Zacchaeus has heard somewhere about Jesus, and he's going to go find him. And he does a childish thing. He goes and he climbs up this tree to see the Lord. Jesus calls him by name out of the throng, and he tells Zacchaeus, "I'm going to your house today." All the other people grumble at this choice by Jesus. All the others. They believe that a tax collector is not someone Jesus, by their definition of Messiah, would ever choose. A tax collector over them and above them. They are somewhat self-righteous. Perhaps they are self-righteous, so they grumble, believing they are more worthy. If they understood the reality that they are as sinful as Zacchaeus, albeit in different sins, then wouldn't they be crying that the Lord didn't come to their house? Or maybe they should be praising God that one more is saved by Christ's presence. It's simple. All of them are sinners too. All of us are sinners. All fall short. All are as sinful as Zacchaeus. To say it any other way is to start us thinking that there are levels of sinning that will make us more or less attractive to God and to win his favor and his invitation. There are no levels. That's not how it works. But that's how we might want it to work. Zacchaeus is a sinner. I am a sinner. You are a sinner. We all need a savior. Verses 9 and 11 of the reading tell the happy result. And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." The three key words I focus on today are Son of Abraham. This is a title, it's a name. Son of Abraham applied to the faithful, but not to every Jew. In the Gospel of John, the Jews claimed they were offspring of Abraham, and Jesus tells them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. That is to believe in me." and letting Scripture interpret Scripture and using the epistles that can often help interpret the terminology in the gospel. In the letter to the Galatians, Paul is very clear, writing, "Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham." This is true of either a Jew or a Gentile. Members of either group are among the nations promised to Abraham, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. The promise to Abraham and his offspring did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. To conclude about Zacchaeus, he was contrite. He was declared faithful as a son of Abraham by Christ. With contrition and faith is repentance, and the response of God is forgiveness, that declaration that wipes the slate clean again. Surely the Lord did seek and save Zacchaeus. Like Zacchaeus, we are called by name. For us, we are baptized into faith and we hold to it, and we can say with Luther, "I am baptized," and our repentance will be heard and acted on with forgiveness and salvation. Like Abraham, we have been justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are sinners. We need a Savior. We have a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Earlier, Zacchaeus hurried and came down from the tree and received Jesus joyfully. Every time I've heard children sing the anthem or the song, they always sing it with joy. That's my experience. We too are joyful to receive Jesus, and I pray that we would not grumble when faith is given to yet one more without regard to their reputation, but be joyful and praise God because they are added to the 99. Unless you sing "Zacchaeus was a wee little man" at the coffee time afterwards, I don't know when I will hear that song again, but when I do, I'll remember that he was a son of Abraham, and so are you. The joy makes perfect sense to the children in Sunday school, for they know that where Jesus is, good things are promised and delivered. So now we celebrate the Lord's Supper and again joyfully receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, good things promised and delivered in his own holy name. Amen.